Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend are not expected to be very adverse. We'll have a storm system passing off to the south, and we'll have another system coming into the northwest, but neither system is likely to have much impact on the heart of the region, at least not for a little while. The temperature outlook is still looking fairly typical for this time of the year, a little bit of a warmer bias in some locations, though. Temperatures this morning already fairly balmy out there, with a lot of 20s and 30s being reported. It looks like there are a few teens are in the northwestern corner of the region. As we go forward through the weekend, we're likely to see a mild temperature regime play out across a fair amount of the region. Our temperatures quite often in the southern portions of the region will likely get up into the 40s and 50s. Maybe even a couple of 60-degree readings will be possible next week in a portion of the lowermost parts of the eastern Midwest. Some of that will be hampered in the near-term forecast because of weather disturbance that I mentioned before that will be passing through some of those southernmost areas. So I doubt seriously we'll see too many 60-degree temperatures for a while, but at least there's some potential for some warmer air in that southernmost part of the region. Most daily temperatures this weekend will likely run in the 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest. 40s will occur in the south. As we get into the far southernmost areas today, we'll likely see some 50-degree temperatures. Those will cool off just a little bit on Saturday as cloudiness increases and some shower activity develops. And temperatures on Sunday will be coolest, and on that day we're not expecting anybody in the Midwest to see temperatures any warmer than the 40s. But that'll only last for a day. The 50s will be back in those southern areas for next week, and we will have that potential to touch on 60 degrees. Low temperatures at night across the Midwest are likely to drop back into the teens and 20s in northern areas most often. Southern areas will see 20s and 30s. I don't expect to see anything colder than this until perhaps sometime in the second week of the two-week outlook, at which time we may see some colder air seep into the northern parts of the Midwest as cold air builds up across Canada's prairies. The precipitation prospects are still not all that great, as I mentioned over this weekend. There is going to be a storm system that moves through the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin and into the Tennessee River Basin, and eventually impacting parts of the southeastern states, including Virginia and the Carolinas. This system will produce some hefty amounts of rainfall and a few strong thunderstorms. Most of the precipitation will stay south of the Midwest. That system could produce some 1 to 3 inch amounts of rain from the central Gulf of Mexico coastal region on into parts of the Carolinas. A little bit of light precipitation from this event will get up as far north as the northern part of the Ohio River Valley. I don't expect the precipitation to be very great, although portions of Kentucky could end up with upwards to maybe as much as an inch. The next weather system after that will be a cool front coming in from the north and likely bring a light amount of rain and perhaps a little snow across the Midwest as it moves through the region Monday into Wednesday. The system is going to maybe get a little bit more wound up with moisture as it gets into the eastern portions of the Midwest, but that'll occur on Tuesday, primarily Tuesday into Wednesday. And a couple of follow-up disturbances will bring a little bit of snow shower and snow flurry activity into the Midwest as we move deeper into next week, with the next bigger storm system possibly showing up in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. In South America, locally heavy rains are going to occur in portions of Argentina this weekend, ending a prolonged period of hot and dry weather in the northern part of that country. Some of that rain will work its way into southern Brazil as we move through the middle and latter parts of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.